In the studio with us, we've got a special guest. We've got Matt Dillon with us, and you've heard his song called Strong here on the station. Matt, welcome into welcome to Roxborough.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to be in with you guys.
Hey, and it's been fun just getting ready to meet you here. And you tell us a little bit about where you're from. You're from North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
What part of Carolina are you from?
Originally, I'm from a small town called Walnut Cove. That's out in Stokes County, rural North Carolina. Grew up on a 60-acre tobacco farm out there, and migrated to the big city of King, and then Rural Hall, and now I live in Winston-Salem. So,
all right. Now I see that you've opened up for some pretty big names here. I understand, like Rascal Flatts, Montgomery Gentry, Luke Combs. Now, let's just talk about your growing up out there, and when did you start playing music and singing and getting into the music?
The first I can remember as a child, standing on a pleather ottoman with the end of an extension cord. It wasn't plugged in, but the fat end of an extension cord, in my pajamas, and telling my mom and dad that I was going to, you know, be a singer. And I guess I got it from my mother. My mother, I tell everyone this, and I've said it 1,000 times, if she had walked into a room with Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn and started singing, they would have sat down. Mm-hmm. She was phenomenal and a huge inspiration to me. And when I cut my first record in 2009, she developed breast cancer. But she told me, she says, no. She says, this is what you need to do. Don't slow down on account of me. And we got out and been working really hard ever since. And thankful for folks like yourself who are willing to stick their neck out and play some North Carolina country boy music.
That's right. That's right. Well, now you're out going around different radio stations and talking about your songs. And where have you been this past week or two?
We started in Greensboro. Has got some friends at 93.1 The Wolf there in near my hometown. We started with those folks, and then we migrated down through Myrtle Beach over into Fayetteville, run up through the coast, and got back in late yesterday, and thankful to be out here in Roxborough with you guys at WKRX today.
That's awesome. Now tell us about what's your live show like? Is that kind of a high energy kind of show, or you just kind of lay it back, or something?
I get excited. I really do, because and a lot of it's feeding off of crowd energy. I mean, because you think about when folks come out to see live music, they're not coming out because they want to think about the bills that are due or something bad has happened in the family or anything. But they're coming out to get a break from reality and to get out and enjoy themselves and be around friends and to be social and to be entertained. So I think it's job number one to be an entertainer. And I'm kind of lively, but we mix our music. I'm a huge, huge fan of the old outlaw stuff. Waylon Jennings is by far my favorite artist. Mm-hmm. So we mix some of that in. We mix some Paycheck and some Cash, Jerry Reed, and then we do blend in some other newer artists, as well as play original material. So mm-hmm. we try to have a little something for everybody. But if nothing else, I want people to walk away saying, you know what, he gave us everything he had.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Have you got some shows? I know you're busy with the promotion of your song right now. Have you got some shows coming up in the near future?
We start back May 24th. We've got three nights down around Southport, Oak Island. Then we come back up into my hometown. We've got a couple things going there around the 1st of June, then back down to Myrtle Beach for that second week. And honestly, throughout the summer, it stays fairly busy. We typically do, I think last year we did about 80 dates last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a few weeks off to promote the record right now and to get out and shake hands. And I'm thankful to be able to do this and get out to meet folks like yourself, because that's the old school way, the way it used to be done. You took your record to, back in the day, you didn't have all this media and streaming and all this stuff. So
exactly.
I'm excited about, getting out and getting our feet dirty,
That's right. I see your guitar there. We might have to break that out a little bit. What else do you play any other instruments?
I don't. I'm probably lucky to be able to play guitar. I mean, I'll tell you how that happened. I was a senior in high school, and I'd always wanted to play guitar, but I was very frustrated with the instrument. And I was a senior in high school and got got involved in a head-on collision and broke a few bones in my back, and I was laid up for a while. And that was part of my therapy, was getting that old Sears and Roebuck guitar I had back out and working on it, and fell in love with the instrument and trying to write songs. And some of the first ones were pretty hideous, I got to be honest with you. I mean, you know, there were forced rhymes and just some crazy stuff. But hopefully, you know, we've had some people work with us and try to mentor me along the way, and I feel like we're writing some pretty decent stuff now. So
good. We're here in the studio with Matt Dillon, who is we're talking about his new single called Strong. And you, but before this, you had an album out before, and that featured Carolina Moonshine. What was that first album experience like? Was that your first recording?
That was the first. I'd been to Nashville and cut some stuff before, and I mean, I'd cut a couple Brad Paisley songs before he, you know, blew up and all that kind of stuff, and never had got anything released or a total album done. So I took a leap of faith. I was out playing and doing a lot of live stuff in 2005 through 2008, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I want to concentrate on making my own music. So I just stopped. And we worked that year on trying to get the right people and everything together. And Carolina Moonshine was a happy accident. I'd been waiting and working on a song about how running moonshine turned into stock car racing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on our way back from the beach. And I told my wife, I said, you know, if you wouldn't mind driving, I've been thinking about this whole thing, and I've got some notes on the song, and I wouldn't mind, you know, sitting here working on it a little bit. So she drove, and by the time we got to Rockingham, I was done. I could not wait to get home.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had the riff and everything in my head. The do-do-do-do-do. I had it all in my head. I was ready to go. I couldn't wait to get home before I lost it. We got home, and you know, I did a little scratch work tape on it, and sent it to my producer in Nashville. And when we got done cutting it, my dad had been watching television and found out there was an independent movie that was following along with the same thing that we were doing.
Oh, really?
They were telling the story of how the early stock car guy or NASCAR guys come out of moonshine.
Right.
So I called them, and they pretty much told me they weren't interested, but if I wanted to send the song, they would listen to it. So I sent it to them. And I won't swear to it, but I will tell you, it was exactly 34 minutes after I sent it, they called me back.
Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, that was pretty cool. We got put on the soundtrack for that, and we got to go film that music video with Junior Johnson. And that song's been really, really cool. I mean, even now, 9 years later, I still see folks singing it with us and stuff. And was on the Travel Channel not long ago with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Well, let's hear it. Let's give it a listen here.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right. So it's Carolina Moonshine. We've got Matt Dillon with us, and this is Carolina Moonshine.
I'm going to tell you a story about where I'm from, about illegal whiskey and how stock car racing begun. Some call it Cat Daddy, some Midnight Moon, from the hills of Wells County, 190 proof. Popped a ball around, souped up cars, ripped out back seats, revenue was roadblocks on the main street, y'all. Lay a little bit with a runner at the road, gas up the cars and get an equal load. Fender to fender, as fast as you can go. First one to the drop, he picks up the dough. Breakneck speed, twisted mountain roads, a new sensation was about to explode. Good old boys out having some fun. A stock car, a man risen for his life. It all started with a batch of Carolina moonshine. Junior Johnson moonshine and a new cost too. Lou Allen and Blair paid their dues. Legends of the hills, fathers of stock car. Never dreamed risen would come this far, no. Breakneck speed, twisted mountain road. About to explode. Good old boys out having some fun. Going head to head on a midnight run. A stock car.
midnight moon. You better hurry back, boys. We got a job to do.
Break leg speed, twisted mountain roads. A new sensation was about to explode. Good old boys out having some fun. Going head to head on a midnight run. A stock car, a man. Of Carolina, started with a batch of Carolina moonshine.
And that's it, Carolina Moonshine from Matt Dillon, the song that really kicked a lot of things off for you there back, how long, about 9 years back?
Yeah, back in 2009. When I say it all got started with a batch of Carolina Moonshine, that's the truth for me.
Literally.
I mean, for me, it really was.
Oh, man. So Matt Dillon is in the studio. He's going around different stations. His new song, Strong, is just coming out, and we'll take a listen to that in just a few minutes. As Waylon Jennings, Lonesome, Ornery, and Mean. That's right, Ed. And we're here with Matt Dillon. We wanted to play that for Matt because that's something you grew up on. A lot of us did, and had a big influence on your music. He's out talking to stations about his new music and his new single called Strong, which we'll talk about. Now, Matt's got his guitar out here, which is always fun. So we'll find out what's on your mind about playing today.
Well, when we put the songs together for the new record, I kept coming back to this particular song. Mm-hmm. I wrote it with a buddy of mine in Myrtle Beach 20 years ago. And we played it live some years ago, but really never put anything behind it. And he and I were both trying to get together and write that day. And we couldn't find anything to write about. I mean, back then I still smoked, and we went outside, smoked a cigarette, had a beer or two, couldn't find nothing. I mean, just my brain's just blank. And then we looked out of his condo window, and there was this guy and this girl, and they were arguing like absolute crazy down there at the bottom of the steps. And he goes, man, that guy right there, he has no idea. He's like, that girl, nicest girl I've ever met. And he goes, if she only knew how a guy that appreciated her would treat her. And I heard him say, if you knew. That's what my head registered. And I said, that's it. And we stood there, and this is what come out of it. 20 years later, we just got it recorded. I think it's going to be one of the tracks that's going to take off the record. Or at least I got high hopes for it anyway.
Good. All right, Matt Dillon right here at WKRX.
I see the way that it treats you, baby. I watch him put you down. I hear the things that he says about you when you're not around. Girl, I'm so in love with you. I wonder what you'd do if you knew where my head was, if you knew where my heart was, if you knew what a man does when he's making his woman feel like a woman. I could touch you, I could taste you, I could kiss you and caress you. Would you want me to? Maybe if you knew. I could walk away or take my chances. But once I cross that line, I lose a friend or gain a lover. You're either his or mine. Girl, I'm so in love with you. I wonder what you do
If you knew where my head was, if you knew where my heart was, if you knew what a man does when he's making his woman feel like a woman. I could touch you, I could taste you, I could kiss you and caress you. Would you want me to? Baby, if you knew. If you knew where my head was, if you knew where my heart was, if you knew what a man does when he's making his woman feel like a woman. I could touch you, I could taste you, I could kiss you and caress you. Would you want me to? Baby, if you knew.
Very nice. Matt Dillon right here in the studio live, and that song coming up. You said that's probably going to be on your next album, right? That's going to be...
It'll be released on the record August 9th.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be the next single yet, though. We haven't decided. We've got some... I'm fortunate, and that's the only song that was that someone co-wrote with me.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the songs on here, and this is the first time that I've had a project that has been 100% Matt wrote on every song. I mean, the 09 record, a quick funny story, I got this demo that was sent in to me, and I hear the guy singing it, and like, oh my goodness, who is this guy? He said he's some guy singing in a bluegrass band, man. He ain't nobody. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, this guy here's got one of the best voices I've ever heard. So I said, you need to find out who it is. I said, I want to know. And about a week later, they come back to me and said, guy's name's Chris Stapleton.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah. So cut a song called Down Here that Chris Stapleton had written. And, you know, a handful of years later, I mean, he's
huge.
He's amazing. We did a show with Luke Combs right before he broke too, which to me, this is neat. You know, there's a lot of guys coming out of North Carolina right now. We're hoping, you know, that we're going to get the support from radio and your listeners and those folks to be able to get out. But I mean, you look at what Luke's doing. I mean, Luke's incredible right now. You know, Ray Scott, he incredible. You know, Long Black Train, can't think of his name, down right there at the edge of North and South Carolina, Chris Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a groundswell of folks that seems to be coming out of the area, and that's cool, because, you know, for so long all we had was Randy Travis and Ronnie Millsap.
That's right.
Which, not to say that they weren't enough, but,
right.
You know, very cool.
That is. I want to move into your song here called Strong, and let's see. First of all, now what are your plans for the next few weeks? Now you're going out to more stations talking some more.
We're trying to get through Virginia, West Virginia, over into Kentucky, probably down into Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I told the folks at Grassroots Promotions, whom you're familiar with, I told them, I said, don't. I'm not scared to work. I grew up in a tobacco farm. I said, you can't, I mean, this is easy compared to what I grew up doing. So I said, you make the appointments, I'll be there. We don't expect, I don't expect anything, but we're asking and saying, hey, if you like the song, you know, support us, give us a few plays, tell your folks about it on Facebook, the folks that follow you out there. And so far we've, been blessed. I'm pretty humbled in the response that we've had in the first. I mean, we've only been out 3 days now, and we hit the top five in downloads on MPE and on streams 2 days back to back, and that's with Luke Combs and Toby Keith in competition. Yeah. Which is pretty hard for me to believe that where our names are being mentioned in the same place, you know?
That's right. Well, I think you go a long way, and you're doing what you love, too, and that always helps make it better, so.
You know, Dwight Yoakam had the greatest quote in the whole wide world. He said, to have the opportunity to make a living doing what you love and what you've done so long for free, he says, that's winning.
Hell yeah.
And that's, and, you know, it's I've always been passionate about music, and I'm not a young man anymore. I mean, I'm not 25. Mm-hmm. I'm not even 35 anymore. I'm a little bit older, and to get this opportunity, I tell folks that I'm not going to exploit the youth and inexperience of my of the other artists on the charts. That's what give them the old Ronald Reagan thing, right?
That's right. Well, it can happen at any age. I interviewed a singer last week who's really just getting serious about it, and she's 65. I mean, it's never too late.
It's not. And, you know, the thing that the cord broke on the necklace that I wear. I was given it. It was given to me by my wife and my kids for Father's Day several years ago. And I got to get it repaired. It goes focus, passion, and dream.
There you go.
And I think if you have a passion, you'll focus on it and not be scared to dream that you can accomplish anything.
Yes, which leads us into Strong, your new song. Tell us about it, and then we'll hear about about this song, Strong.
I wrote this song about a country boy who might not have been really good with words and didn't really have the words to describe to his girl how he felt about her. And I think all of us, we display love in different ways and different forms. Some people, you know, really affectionate and really, you know, touchy-feely kind of people. Some people are service-minded, where they'll do anything for you, give you the shirt off their back. We all express it in different ways, and there's all different sorts of things that we're passionate about and different things that we love. So, for me, loving Strong and having a strong love or strong passion, that's where this song come from. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks so much, Matt Dillon, homegrown North Carolina fella right here in our studio. And take a listen out for this song called Strong and his new album coming out in August. What's the name of your album going to be?
Keep On Keeping On. It's my story.
There right? you go. Matt Dillon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Summer sunshine and strong, like a quarter white line and strong, like a thunderstorm beating on a tin roof. My love is strong, like a double shot of whiskey strong, like a big old hymn is strong, like a summer sun beating on a tin roof. All strong, that's how I love you. Yeah, that's how I love you.
that preset on your radio.
There's more hot new country and all-time favorites on your hometown station.
FM 96.7 KRS.
Nice weather.